Today, we'd like to see Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to 22, under the title of Sorrow. To align with multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 13, I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grapes shall be on the vine, no figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Why shall it happen? Why shall it happen? Question 2. In verse 15, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and there was trouble. Why did it happen? Why did it happen? Last question 3. In verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Why then is there no recovery? Why then is there no recovery? First of all, we want to see brief background for this chapter. In the last period of Judah to be attacked by Babylon, Jeremiah delivered God's messages standing in the gate of the temple with contemporary prophet Habakkuk. Jeremiah chapter 7 verses 1 to 3, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. So because the God specifically commanded Jeremiah to deliver my word to the Israel people of Judah who entered into the temple of God. Then last verse, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 12, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Here God said, they committed abomination. Abomination in this context talks about idolatry, which means they worship pagan gods as well as God, Jehovah God too. So that is what we call the spiritual adultery. So, but they had no conscience. That's why they were not at all ashamed, although they committed idolatry. So that's why God said, I will punish you. Then, verse 13, I will surely consume them, says the Lord, which meaning I will consume all Judahs completely. So here, no grapes shall be on the vine, no figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade. This one exact the same portrayal of the prophet Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. So Habakkuk described the same situation as Jeremiah described here. So Habakkuk case is first time Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear, even cry out to you violence, and you will not save? Which meaning Habakkuk saw the Jewish people's idolatry. Then Habakkuk asked the Lord, why didn't you punish them? Or why didn't you correct them? Then, verse 6, for indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans. God answered, I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, which marches through the brothers of the earth, to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. Then God answered, indeed, I am raising up the Chaldeans. Chaldeans means Babylonians. Babylonians were a pagan nation. So those nations never believed in God. But God used the pagan nation to make a judgment against Judah. That's why Habakkuk raised the question again, verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13. You are of a purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devour a person more righteous than he? Here meaning, how come God used the weaker nation than Judah who commit idolatry? Simply means Judah was less worse than Babylon. Babylon 100% pagan gods. That's like God today appeared to use IS, Islamic State, to punish the United States, American people. Because many American people turn back from the God. They try to live against God's word many ways. That's why God used more worse country, IS, to wake up America to come back to the United States, to God, and likewise. Then Habakkuk said, chapter 2, verse 1, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart or tower and watches to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then he's waiting for God's answer on the tower. Then God said, chapter 2, verse 4, Habakkuk, behold, look at the proud nation, actually Babylon. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Basically, God said the Babylon was the proud nation, but their soul not right. So which meaning God will handle the Babylon in his time, certain way, but you just your way. The just shall live by his faith, which means you should live based upon faith. So the righteous man shall live by his faith. God considers our life value based upon faith, not on material, not on money. So based upon faith. Then Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, even if I don't have a fig fruit or vine or no cows, no olive fruit, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So basically, the resource of joy is God himself. So Habakkuk said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Then here, and the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Then verse 14, why do we sit still? We meaning Jewish people, why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter the fortified cities and let us be silent there. For what? Because the Lord our God has put us to silence, because God put us to silence and given us water of gold to drink. Gold meaning is bitterness, bitter water, bitterness to drink. Because we have sinned against the Lord. So this is a question one. There is no grape shall be on the vine, no fig on the fig tree. Why? That answer, verse 14, last portion. because we have sinned against the Lord. Then, in this context, what types of sin? So, continually, we are reading the next verse. Verse 15. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and there was trouble. Why did it happen? Because they did not go back to the Lord. They did not repent their sin, here idolatry, nor seek His forgiveness. So they never, went back to the Lord. They never repent before the Lord, never sought His forgiveness. That's why, verse 15. Verse 16, the snorting of His horses, snorting is the horses sounding, was heard from Dan. Dan is the far northern part tribe of Israel, far northern part of the tribe. So because of Babylon entered into northern side into Israel. Babylon today in Iraq area, that is a former country named Babylon, today Iraq. Iraq can come into today Israel land, that time called the nation Judah. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of His strong ones. Neighing was the sounding of His strong horses. For they have come and devoured the land and all that is in it. So basically, how Babylon conquered the land of Israel, the city and those who dwell in it. Verse 17. For behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed. So charmers cannot control serpents and vipers, not to bite them. So do you think in India, charmers using vipers, cobra, the dancing, instead to bite human beings like that. So charmer wouldn't work. So anyway, vipers, serpents bite the Israel people. And they shall bite you, says the Lord. So this is described for how the Jewish people were attacked by Babylon. Actually, about 3 years later, I think almost same time as the last king, Zedekiah. Zedekiah king is the last king of Judah. So that time, most Israel people were carried as slaves. So from Judah to Babylon. So that is 70 years of slavery, captivity history. So then, verse 18, I would comfort myself in sorrow, my heart is faint in me. This is describing the Jeremiah's broken heart to the lost, the Jewish people. So how about the lost 5 billion souls in the earth today? So we prayed to the Lord, give us a broken heart to see still the lost 5 billion people, over 7 billion people. So many people still, they never hear over the gospel, never opportunity to convert to Christians. So then verse 19, listen the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people. So God called the Jewish people the daughter of my people. My people, meaning Jeremiah people, is Jewish people from a far country. Far country is Babylon from Israel. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? But obviously, the Lord didn't care over Israel people who commit idolatry. That's why it looks Lord is not there. Is not her king. So Israel king's last king is Zedekiah was there. So after the death of Josiah, Josiah's three sons became kings. And one grandson become king. So four kings in a very short time, they reigned the Judah, but that is the last days of Judah. Why have they provoked me to anger, provoked God to anger, so with their carved image with foreign idols? Here is the answer, question one. Why no grapes shall be on the vines, no fig on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade? Here, the verse 14 says, because we have sinned against the Lord. What type of sin? Here, verse 19, last verse. With their carved images with the foreign idols. That describes idolatry. So they worship pagan gods. Today, so many people also love something more than God, considered idolatry too. If you love my children more than God, so my children become idols. So. Yes. Because God wants, always, God loves, we love God in priority. First. So under God, we can care my children, my money, my material, even myself. That's why we call the Lord. Lord meaning Lord Jesus Christ, which means Jesus Christ Master. Lord means, which meaning I am servant, I am slave. That kind of meaning. So here is the idolatry. Verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Then verse 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, so Jeremiah's people, the Jewish people, hurt. I am hurt. I am mourning. So here still Jeremiah described his broken heart and mourning, very sorrowful feeling. Astonishment or frightening has taken hold of me. Then verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Gilead is the Jordan River on the right side there. There is a wilderness. There is a certain tree produce balm, the digestive herb medicine at that time. Digestive to help in stomach, digestion, kind of medicine, herb medicine. So is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there in Gilead? The obvious answer, yes. Rhetorical question, but why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? This is a total rhetorical question is compared to spiritual illness. So, but they did not take a balm and not go to physician. Likewise, they did not take spiritual medicine, repentance, and not go to the Lord for their recovery. So God would not violate the given free will, not force them to take a spiritual medicine and to go to God. God gave us the free will. For example, Adam and Hawa, God made all trees all free. You may eat freely any fruit except a forbidden tree. God fully gave a free will to Adam and Eve, but God would never violated God's given free will. So freely Israel people did not go to God and did not repent is the spiritual medicine, then did not go back to God. God might recover them who come back to God. That kind of explanation right here. Let's see each question. In verse 13, I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grapes shall be on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Why shall it happen? That is verse 14, last verse, because Israel people have sinned against the Lord. Verse 19, last verse, with their carved image with the foreign idols. That is, they commit idolatry. Question two, in verse 15, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and there was trouble. Why did it happen? They did not go back to the Lord, did not repent of their sin, idolatry here, nor seek his forgiveness. Last question three, in verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Like a patient go to a physician, so physician give a treatment and giving medicine. Likewise, Israel people did not go to God, so did not get the forgiveness through his their repentance. So that's why there is no recovery. So let's just sing song all together, then we will pray the Lord's prayers in conclusion.